Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Van Halen bringing us back. We remember the late, great Eddie we lost recently. What a great talent. And from what I can tell, a pretty good guy. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad Alan C. is here. Alan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 6 years he's been hanging out with us. Principal and Chief Marketing Officer at CMO Temps. He's one of the top 50 most influential chief marketing officers in the galaxy. And Forbes anointed him with that. He's a member of the, he's one of the top content marketing experts of the, in the world. And he's here to talk to us about something that we've talked around, but we've never talked specifically about this. Alan C., welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much for having me. It's great, great to hear your voice again.
You too, buddies. Welcome back. So I've done a number of interviews over the years, and I mean quite a few years.
Yeah.
About buildings, having more efficient buildings, connecting your lighting and your utility, your heating and air conditioning, mm-hmm. connecting all that up and programming it. I've got people on the show who talk about using IoT to manage all that on a complete different, you know, it's a dedicated backbone, internet backbone, and managing all that. But we've never talked specifically about lighting, and that's what's on your mind today. Tell us about why do you want to talk to us about lighting?
Well, you know, so I hate to admit that I'm, you know, old enough to basically have been on the ground floor of when companies like, you know, NCR and Teradata with data warehousing and SAS with business intelligence and Siebel CRM, customer relationship management, the whole customer experience. And I can tell you that through dealing with all those software applications, that I can never remember once doing an assessment or talking, you know, to customers in terms of the customer experience as it applies to the lighting that a customer and that the employees are actually under during that customer experience. And, you know, the fact that lighting has a much deeper impact on our body than we give credit to.
That's an important point. And by the way, Alan, you're always going to be the youngest kid here when you're with me, because I remember all those things you said. I remember when we used to do that on a piece of slate. We just had a blackboard. So you're saying we don't realize the impact of the light that we turn on, what it has on our body, on our learning, on our existence. Is that what you're saying?
You know, exactly. I mean, it used to be in one time you just flip a switch and, you know, a light would come on and we would think about the quality of that light.
But yeah.
There's been studies.
Or the effectiveness of it for the job that you were doing.
Exactly. There's been studies done now that the light, and this is under this subject of human-centric lighting, so keeping in mind how the lighting wavelengths impact our human activity, and like in the area of education and learning, you might have the lighting set at one setting for, say, high-energy activity where you're doing experiments and things like that, whereas the setting might be completely different when you're wanting more introspection and silent reading or something along that line.
Right. So most of us just have the lighting that we were given, most of us.
exactly. And, you know, there's a thing called circadian rhythm, which we're coming up to daylight savings time. I don't know about you, but when it gets dark early, it kind of throws me off. But that right there is kind of a little bit experiment that you can do on yourself to know that lighting definitely impacts how you feel and, you know, how you operate throughout the day.
So when we go to the store to buy light bulbs, and now we can buy more LED light bulbs. I was talking about that before you got here. We have options like cool lighting and brighter. You know, we have different we have their indicators of different products of lighting, but most of us don't know what that any of that means.
And that is a very confusing. If you want to talk about a confusing customer experience, is to try and walk up into where you know a Walmart or wherever that might be, and you're trying to decide what kind of light bulb to get. You know, for the business, for businesses, especially large businesses who have, you know, facility managers and such, this is where it's really important to have a lighting design and engineering type firm engaged in order to, you know, help you make those kind of decisions when you're trying to cover, you know, maybe a lot of different applications and several thousands, hundreds of thousands of square feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what is something that you've learned about how lighting should be? You know, we talked about whether you're, for example, I'll tell you, somebody who knows a lot about lighting are the casino operators. They know a lot about lighting. They know how to put lighting in there to get you energized and keep you up all night, right? What have they learned that we don't know? What have you learned that we don't know?
Well, there's two things that are going on right now that it's really interesting as it applies to lighting. And first of all, you know, we mentioned the human-centric lighting, but now I want to kind of bring a reference into your book, The Third Ingredient. You know, you talk about the analog leverage versus the digital leverage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, right now there's a lot of people doing cleaning by hand with chemicals, so you don't think of that as the analog.
Right.
Whereas it's now possible to do the cleaning through the wavelengths of light.
Wow.
So think of that as the digital application. Yeah. So this whole GUV or germicidal ultraviolet light, it's actually capable of pathogen disinfection. So, you know, we're talking about the, you know, inactivation of viruses and killing bacteria. So think of not only
do they get rid of dust? Do those lights get rid of dust bunnies?
I don't know.
You're still going to need a broom, aren't you?
I think a broom and a vacuum are.
You're not going to have any. Your dust bunnies won't be dangerous anymore, but you're still going to have to sweep them up.
That's a great point. At least they'll be inactivated. And,
yeah. Folks, if you do what Alvin says, and we're going to talk about this some more in a minute. If you do what Alvin says, you'll have the most benign dust bunnies in the world. And whenever your friends come over and notice them, you say, yes, they're there, but they're not going to hurt you. We're going to come right back with our good friend Alvin C. after this message. CMO Temps, CMO Temps LLC. This is coming. 20 hours.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.